Task 2. Dealing with conflicts often seems a difficult thing to do. A conflict is undoubtedly a part of our life, whether we like it or not. It shows up at home, at school, at work. Parents argue with children, siblings argue with each other, wives argue with husbands, and even random people argue in public transport or other public places. There's nothing unnatural in feeling angry, frustrated, annoyed, sad or disappointed. These feelings just reflect our reaction to what we experience. How you deal with them is what makes the difference. Some people swear, shout, or even try to hit the person who has offended them. Others try their best to keep away from conflict situations and lessen the probability of disagreements. Only few of us are really able to deal with a conflict successfully. The process of resolving conflicts is a kind that should be done step by step. Don't start resolving any conflict or even discussing it until you get calm. After that, say what the matter is. Remember to do it in a polite way. Never blame the opponent or accuse him or her. Frankly share your feelings instead of speaking about the opponent's faults. Of course, you want to be heard and understood. The person you appeal to probably sees the problem in a different way. So, make your opinion clear and listen to the other side carefully. The fact is that, in the majority of cases, a conflict is something about two people, and often it's impossible to define exactly whether you or your opponent is right. So try to be flexible. Get ready to apologize and to forgive.